Look, let me tell you something that's happening right now. Over the last few months, a bunch of law firms reached out to me with the exact same pain point, and it wasn't what you'd think.
Let me guess. They were scared AI was going to steal their jobs?
No, the opposite. They came to me saying, Kayo, our workload is exploding here and I don't want to hire more people.
Wait, what do you mean? They don't want to hire?
That's the twist, Marina. Their problem isn't a lack of lawyers. It's a lack of process. They had great lawyers spending all day on tasks that don't need a lawyer's brain.
Got it. And that's where the classic question everyone asks comes in, right? Is AI going to replace lawyers?
That's the wrong question. The real question is, how much of a firm's repetitive work still needs to pass through a person? Because the thesis here is simple. AI in law doesn't replace the lawyer. It replaces the pile of tasks that keeps the lawyer from thinking.
I like that. And hey, before you go deep, let me introduce myself for anyone just tuning in. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Papo de Kayo. Yes, I'm an artificial intelligence talking about artificial intelligence in law.
The irony is perfect today.
I promise not to hallucinate any case law during this episode, but give me a stat to anchor this, because it sounds like a tech salesman's pitch.
I've got one. Wolters Kluwer surveyed legal professionals, and more than 90% already use at least one AI tool day to day, and 62% report saving 6 to 20% of their weekly time.
20% of the week is almost a whole day, right?
Pretty much. Imagine getting a Friday back every week at a firm. Multiply that by 10 lawyers.
Okay, but where is AI actually doing the work? Because I don't think there's a robot delivering oral arguments in court?
No, nothing like that. And that's where the secret is. The most valuable tasks are the most boring ones. Case summaries, contract review, comparing versions of a document, drafting, deadline tracking.
But wait, isn't that intern stuff?
Exactly. And that's the point. It's high volume, low differentiation work. It's what bottlenecks the whole team. You've got a senior lawyer who costs a fortune, spending 2 hours pulling data out of a 200-page PDF.
Right. And the machine does that in seconds.
It does. Building document checklists, generating client reports, building an internal firm knowledge base. None of this is sci-fi, Marina. It's work that already runs today. The shift is to stop doing by hand what the machine already does well.
So let me understand the business impact here. You're saying growth has stopped meaning hiring?
Exactly. Think about the two models. The traditional firm grows like this. More clients, more cases, more people, more cost, more management. It snowballs.
And the new one?
More clients, better workflows, more automation, more productivity per person. Before, growth required hiring. Now growth requires organizing knowledge.
So a small firm can look big?
It can compete, yes. And the mid-sized firm stops hiring just to cover repetitive tasks. But there's a catch I really want to nail down.
Here comes the catch.
AI alone doesn't fix a disorganized firm. If the process is bad, it just scales the chaos faster. You automate the mess, and now you've got mess at scale.
Turbocharged chaos. Okay, so who's already doing this for real? Because I want to know if it's hype or if there are serious players in the game.
It's a billion-dollar race, Marina. Thomson Reuters has co-counsel built on top of the Westlaw library. Harvey is already used by PwC, Dentons, Reed Smith, Deutsche Telekom.
And the numbers behind the bet?
Check this out. Legora, a Swedish startup, raised $550 million at a $5.5 billion valuation. Clio was valued at $5
billion. Wow, that's money from people who really believe.
And the most symbolic case to me, Kirkland & Ellis, the largest firm in the world by revenue, partnered with Palantir to build their own platform.
Their own? They didn't buy something off the shelf?
No, they want to replicate their senior partner's knowledge across more than 1,000 lawyers. Imagine taking the best partner's brain and distributing it to the whole firm.
That's powerful. And there's that in-house legal angle too, right?
There is. Wordsmith targets companies' in-house legal departments. The idea is to keep the work in-house and depend less on outside firms. They already serve Canva, Financial Times, BT with $70 million raised.
Okay, Kayo, but I need to pump the brakes here because law is serious business and AI, we know, sometimes makes things up.
And you're absolutely right. This is the block nobody can skip. AI hallucinates case law, it invents citations, and it generates a convincing, well-written filing? That's wrong.
Wait, has that actually happened, or is it just a theoretical fear?
It's happened. Reuters showed that courts have already sanctioned lawyers for fake AI-generated citations in filings. There was a recent case of two lawyers punished for hallucination and for lack of transparency.
The guys signed off on a case that didn't exist.
Exactly. And in Brazil, there's context few people know. The CNJ regulated responsible AI use in the judiciary through Resolution 615 of 2025. It requires governance, auditing, traceability, and human supervision.
Good. So everyone's handling it properly.
No, they're not. 45.8% of courts already use generative AI. But among those that use it, 57.6% rely on personal email accounts.
Personal accounts? Like dumping case data into their personal email?
That's right, and half have no internal guidelines on usage at all. That's why the message that closes this block is blunt. In law, AI can't be autopilot. It has to be an auditable copilot.
Auditable copilot. Write that down. So give me the practical roadmap, Caio. For the firm owner who's listening, where do they start?
Start with the operational diagnosis. Map where the team loses time, no hype. Then automate the most obvious workflows, like client intake and report generation.
And the step that delivers the most?
Internal AI trained on the firm's context, the filing patterns, the contract templates, the procedures, plus the governance layer with data privacy, access control, and logging everything.
And the people in all this? Does the lawyer have to become a programmer?
Not at all. But they need to be trained to use AI without dumping sensitive data into the wrong tool and without blindly trusting the output. That training is worth its weight in gold.
Give me the closing line then.
The new competitive edge won't just be knowing the law. It'll be turning legal knowledge into a system. And the firm that wins isn't the one that signs up for the famous tool. It's the one that redesigns the operation.
What a way to close. Look, everyone, if you made it this far, thanks so much for hanging out. What I'm taking from this episode is this. AI in law isn't here to replace the lawyer. It's here to remove the pile of repetitive tasks that's suffocating the team. Growth stopped meaning hiring and became organizing knowledge, but carefully, okay? Auditable copilot, always. Because law doesn't accept looks right. If this made sense to you, comment, send it to that stubborn partner of yours, and most importantly, apply it. Pick one boring task this week and test it. We'll see you next time. Caio, the final word is yours.
AI alone doesn't save a messy firm. It accelerates what already exists. So organize first, take care, and see you next time.